look at the book of Luke, chapter 2.
啊，请大家翻到我们今天的经文是路加福音的二章。
Turn with me in your Bible to Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 21.
路加福音的二章一到二十一节。
Now, if you are there, I invite you to stand as we read God's word.
请大家起立，我们一起来读神的话语。
And I will read responsively, so I'll read one verse and you can respond in the language of your choice.
我们用请应的方式一起来读，我读一节，请大家用你各自的语言来读另外一节。
Luke chapter 2, verse 1. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered.
这是居利牛做叙利亚巡抚的时候，头一次行报名上册的事。
And all went to be registered, each to his hometown.
约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒，因他本是大卫一族一家的人。
To be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child.
要和他所聘之，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了。
And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着更次看守羊群。
And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them.And they were filled with fear.
那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我告诉你们大喜的信心是关乎万民的。
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying,
在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us.
他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里。
And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child.
凡听见的就诧异牧羊之人对他们所说的话。
But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart.
牧羊的人回去了，因所听见所看见的一切事，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀与神，赞美他。
And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Let us pray.Father, we give thanks to you today that you have given us your word.
天父，我们感谢你，你将你的话语赐给我们。
We pray that your spirit will work in us, O Lord, that we may see your truth and that your truth will transform us.
主啊，我们向你祷告，求你的圣灵在我们里面工作，让我们可以看到你的真理，愿你的真理改变我们。
We pray that your name will be exalted through the preaching of your word.
主啊，愿你的名在这个讲道当中被高举。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
Now today is the fourth Sunday of Advent. So if you look at the candles behind, if you've been worshiping with us for the past 4 weeks, you know that we've been lighting the candle one every week.
今天是降临节的第四周，所以我们如果看后面的这个蜡烛的话，如果你在过去的四周当中一直参加我们的敬拜，你就知道我们每一周都点燃一根蜡烛。
Now you know that we have lighted the first, the candle of the prophet, the second, the candle of Bethlehem, the third, the candle of the shepherds, and today should be the fourth one, the candle of the angels.
So we know that the first 蜡烛代表就是先知的蜡烛，第二个蜡烛是伯利恒的蜡烛，第三个蜡烛是牧羊人的蜡烛，第四个蜡烛是今天，就是是天使的蜡烛。
And also today we've read a passage which I think a lot of us are really, really familiar with.
那今天我们要看一段经，看这段经文是我们很多人都熟悉的。
And we always remember the very phrase where all the angels appear and they sing song and it says, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased."
那我们在这里很熟悉，就是天使在天上， 然后赞美神，然后说在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的。
And it's always a challenge, and it's a bit scary to preach on something that's very familiar, because many times we will be lost in our familiarity of the passage.
其实要讲一段大家都很熟悉的经文是非常有挑战性的，因为我们在因为大家都很熟悉，所以我们可能会迷失。
We may think that we already know everything that the Bible has to say about. We even acted it out in a skit. We have people coming up and all the manger and everything. We've seen it with our own eyes.
所以我们对这段经文，我们其实都很熟悉。我们知道这个马槽，我们知道所有的这些细节。
But we want to come back today on this passage and to focus again to look at this wonderful, amazing thing that happened 2,000 years ago.
但是我们今天我们要再次回顾这段经，我们要看在2000多年前所发生的这件令人惊奇的事情。
And we want to let that amazement capture us again, not just another Christmas story, but something that really can transform our lives.
所以我在这里盼望就是这样的一些惊奇能够抓住我们的心，我们不仅仅是一个圣诞节的故事。
Now today the passage is from the Gospel of Luke, and if you read the four Gospels, you know that the Gospel of Luke has the most detail on this nativity.
那今天的这段经文是从路加福音里面出来的。如果你知道路加福音，你就知道路加福音的记载是很详细的。
Now, out of all the four Gospels, Mark and John does not talk much about how he's born.
那么在这四个福音书里面，马可福音和约翰福音并没有很多的来讲述耶稣降生的故事。
Matthew talks a little bit about it, but he focuses more on the royal themes. He talks about gifts, he talks about the wise men, and he talks about King Herod and his massacre.
马太是讲到了一些，但是我们知道马太所关注的是那些主要是那些王的事情。我们知道他讲到这个三个他讲到这个博士，也讲到这些礼物，也讲到这个王希律。
So we ask the question, what does Luke portray then? What does Luke tell us in this story of nativity?
所以我们在这里为就是路加要告诉我们什么。
Now if you pay attention just now when we are reading, you know that there's three words that repeated, there was a word that repeated three times.
如果我们看这段经文，我们知道有一个词在这段经文当中就是重复出现了三次。
Do you know what word that is?
你们知道是什么词吗？
The word is the word manger.
马槽
And it appears in verse 7, it appears in verse 12, and it appears in verse 16.
在七节、十二节和十六节里面都出现了。
Now, if you look at this word manger, it doesn't appear anywhere else. I mean, in Luke, it only appears another time, right, in chapter 13. But other than that, it appears three times here in this very passage.
那我们知道在路加福音的其他地方并没有出现过，但是在这一段经文里却出现了三次。
And what does Luke, what is Luke trying to portray? Well, he's trying to portray that Christ is becoming a man, his humanity, his lowliness to come among us and to be born in a manger.
所以那么路加在这里想要告诉我们什么呢？他是想要告诉我们基督的谦卑，然后基督取了一个卑贱的样式，然后被称为人的样式。
So today my topic is the child in the manger, the baby who is in the manger.
所以今天我们的主题就是说这个在马槽里面的婴孩。
We want to see that because Christ was born in the manger, our lives follow his pattern of amazement and joy.
我们就想告诉大家的是，因为耶稣基督是生在马槽里面，所以我们的生命也是在仿照这样的一个模式。
So what we will talk about three things, right? The first is what is it? What is this child in the manger?
所以我们在这里要讲三件事情。第一件事情就是说，什么是这个在马槽里面的婴孩？
And the answer is it's a humiliating inconvenience, actually.
所以我们在这个答案就是说他的谦卑以及他的不方便。
And the second is why? Why is it that there is this child in a manger? And the answer is because it's the sign of fulfillment.
那么第二个我们要讨论的是这个为什么？然后这个回答就是说，因为这是一个实现的一个记号。
And the third thing is how can we get it? If this is a sign of fulfillment, how can we get it? And the answer is it's from a marvelous experience.
那么第三件事情就是说这件事与我们有什么关系？如果这是一个预言实现的记号，那么这个回答就是说是这样的一个惊奇和 marvelous and what
experience
和经验。
And so here we are with the first thing, right? We'll want to go back to the story again, want to relook at this story. What is it? It's a humiliating inconvenience.
所以我们现在来看第一件事情，就是说他的谦卑以及这个不方便。
And so the first mention of this word manger, it comes from verse 7, and it concludes our first section of our passage. And this passage kind of tells us what happens at nativity. Jesus Christ was born, but under what kind of circumstances?
所以第一个马槽是出现在第七节，它总结了上面这一段话，然后就告诉我们就是耶稣出生的这个背景。
On the very first verse, Luke tells us that Caesar Augustus was the emperor, and that all the world should be registered.
那么在第一节告诉我们说，当时是凯撒、亚古斯都做王，然后天下的所有的人民都要报名上册。
Now Caesar Augustus is a real person in real history time, and he was kind of ruthless when he became king, but he kind of mellowed down when he became the emperor.
我们知道这奥古斯都是一个真实的历史的人物。那当他成为这个罗马的皇帝的时候，他是有一点的残酷无情。
But after that, he mellowed down. He's okay. After that, he
在这之后，他是有一点点缓和。
And so he was known. If you know anything about Roman history, you know that he was known for creating the Pax Romana, right?
如果你知道罗马的历史，你就知道他开创了罗马的盛世。
He's a very methodical, very good administrator.
所以他是一个很认真的人，也是一个很好的这个。
And so there was a lot of census during this time. It was a very common, and it's not, you know, the census is not like, oh, I want to know how many people are there in this town. Not just for that.
所以在这段经文当中，我们在看到就是说，奥古斯都想知道天下到底有多少人。
The reason why they want to count the people is because they need to what? They need to tax them.
他为什么要想知道天下有多少人呢？因为他想向他们收税。
And so the text tells us that when this Quirinius, who was the governor of Syria, the first time, this is the first registration, the first census that happened when Quirinius was governor of Syria.
所以这个事情发生在居里牛做叙利亚巡抚的时候，这是第一次报名上册的事情。
Now what does it tell us? Well, it tells us several things. For one, it tells us that the birth of Christ is a historical fact, right? Luke actually researched about it, and it was during the time of Caesar Augustus, and he wrote it down, right, to Theophilus, that this is something that really happened in history.
So 这件事告诉我们什么呢？这件事告诉我们，就是耶稣基督的降生是一个历史的真实的事情。他是在奥古斯都做王的时候。
Now he also tells us that Joseph was a Jew, right? He was very law-abiding, and when he was decreed that he has to go back home, he went back home.
所以我们也知道，所以在这件事情当中，我们也知道约瑟这个人，然后他是一个很遵守律法的人。所以当这个命令下来的时候，他就回到伯利恒去报名上册。
But most of all, as we look at verses 1-7, we get the feeling that Luke is trying to describe an inconvenience.
所以我们在如果看这三段经文的话，我们就知道路加他其实在想这里告诉我们这个由这件事情带来的不方便。
And you know that census is very disruptive, right? I mean, they have to go back home to where they were born. You were working halfway, and then you have to go back home.
对，这个非常的不方便，因为你正在工作的时候，你必须要停止你的工作，你必须要回到你出生的地方。
Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not very excited about paying taxes.
我不知道你们怎么样，反正我是当我付税的时候，我是很高兴。
So when they go home, right, it's not for other purpose, but they have to go back home in order that, you know, they count the people and they are taxed.
所以他们回到这个他们的出生地的时候，并不是为了别的原因，而是因为他们要付税。
And it's, you know, and there's no exception. Even if your wife is pregnant, right, you have to make the journey home.
所以没有任何的特例，即使你的太太怀孕了，你还必须要回去。
So you see, from Nazareth, where Joseph and Mary was living, right, they have to go back to Bethlehem. The journey is about 90 miles.Today we can drive maybe about an hour, 2 hours, 2.5 hours, you will drive 90 miles, right?
今天我们开车的话，你可能又需要一个小时、一个半或者两个小时，你可以开90迈。
At that time, Mary was pregnant, and they have to travel for days.
在那个时候，因为玛利亚她怀孕了，所以他们必须要走好几天的时间。
Even if they set off earlier, they will probably be the last one to come to Bethlehem.
即使他们很早的出发，他们也可能是最后一个人到达伯利恒。
And so we come to the scene when they arrive at Bethlehem. All the inn was taken. Everybody was already home. You're the one that traveled the least, the last, the slowest, and you're here in Bethlehem.
所以我们看到这段经文，我们知道，就是当他们来到伯利恒的时候，所有的旅馆都满了，他们是最后一个到达的，他们没有地方住。
And then the worst thing happened when Mary was there and she says, "Joseph, I'm gonna give birth."
所以最糟糕的事情发生了，就是在那个时候，然后玛利亚对约瑟说，我要是这个孩子。
And you can imagine the frustration is really real, right? And not to mention, this is their firstborn son.
所以你可以知道这个压力是非常的真实的，也更别提他这是他们第一个孩子。
If you have been to the birthing room,
如果你birth room,
birth, yeah, if you have been there when your wife gave birth to your children,
如果你如果在产房里面待过，当你的太太生孩子的时候，
it's a life-changing experience. I've experienced it, and some of you may or may not experience it or have experienced it.
那是一个就是可以改变我们人生经历的一个事情。然后你们当中可能有些人经历。
It's a very messy situation.
那是很乱的。
And there was blood everywhere, there's excruciating pain, you have women shouting and screaming, and the tension is very high, right?
So, 那个是很乱的，我们知道那个血到处都是血，然后有这个惨痛，然后就是这个妇女的痛苦的叫声。
And so at that time, you see, Joseph must be kind of, I don't know what to do, this is my first child, and he's very frustrated.But the text just kind of carries on and never describes all these details. It just says that the baby is born and is wrapped and is put in a manger.
所以约瑟可能在那个时候他是非常的有压力，他也不知道什么该做什么，因为这是他第一个孩子。但是我们知道这段经文没有记述这些细节的事情，他只是告诉我们这个孩子出生了，他被包在布里面，然后放在马槽里。
When we think of the word manger, we always think of, oh, there must be some kind of a stall with a roof, and there's the manger must be something, you know, covered, and there's horses, maybe there's some donkeys, something that looks like that, right?
如果你如果我们提到这个马槽的话，我们可能想到是有一个马棚，然后上面有这个房顶，然后这个马槽是放在这个马棚里面，然后旁边有马。
But the idea is that the word manger actually just means the part where the horse eats their food from. That's the thing. That's the feeding trough. That's the manger.
但其实这个词的意思只是说，就是这个马吃饭的地方。
So it could very possibly be under open sky. There's no roof, nothing. It's just that manger, and there's just an open stall with all the animals around.
So, 很有可能这个也是露天的，那只是一个露天的一个马槽。
And so, can you imagine giving birth under the open sky and then putting your baby in the place where the horse eats their food?
所以你可以想象，如果当那个孩子出生的时候，他是在露天的环境下出生的，而且他出生的孩子要放在这个马吃草的地方。
That's the meaning of the baby in the manger.
所以这就是这个马槽里面的婴孩的意思。
So on the night when Christ was born, it was nothing short of like a humiliation, right? Nobody, I mean, even now today, I don't think, even at that time, I don't think giving birth outdoors and putting your baby in a manger is the norm.
所以我们在这里看到，在这里最不缺，在这个场景当中最不缺的就是谦卑，然后最不缺的所以即使在当时的话，这也不是一个正常的事情。
Now it could have been, I mean, in any other way it could have been better. Maybe they could have gotten a room, you know, it would still fulfill the prophecy, right? You heard about the prophecy of Micah that the king would come from Bethlehem, right? If they got a room, it would still be better.
其实这个预言的实现可能也可以更好一点。他们可以这个孩子可以出生在一个房间里面，也实现了这个预言。
But no, our Lord is determined to come in the messiest, the most humiliating kind of way.
但是我们的主却选择这样一个最令人谦卑，然后最乱的地方出生。
Now, which begs the question, right? We'll ask the next question: Why? Why did He choose to do that?
那么我们就问第二个问题：为什么上帝要选择这样的一个方式
？Why of all places in a manger, put in a manger in such humiliation and in such messiness?
为什么要选择？这样一个最谦卑然后最低贱的一个方式。
The answer I think comes from the next section.
所以我们要看下一段。
And the answer is that it is a sign of fulfillment. And we ask the question why, and the answer is because it's a sign of fulfillment.
所以这是预言实现的一个记号。
And so from verses 8 through 14, you see that Luke shifts the focus to another group of people.
如果我们从这个八到十四节，我们看到这个焦点转移到另外一群人。
And it focuses on the shepherds who are watching out on their flocks at night.
那这里的焦点是在那个在旷野里面牧羊的人。
Now what happened here? Well, an angel first appeared. We saw the angel, right? On Friday night, if you were here with us, there was an angel who appeared to the shepherds.
在这里首先是一个天使出现。
And it brought them the good news, the gospel of joy. In verse 10, he says, I bring you good news of great joy. Literally, I bring you the gospel of great joy, which will be for all the people.
那么在这里，天使报告他给他们一个大好的信息。他是说，不要惧怕，我报告你们大喜的信息。
What is this gospel? This the Savior, Christ the Lord tonight is born in the city of David.
这个好消息就是说， 在大卫的城里今天生的救主就是主基督。
And then we come to the second appearance of our word. Here the angel says what? He says, this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
那我们要看天使在这里说的第二件事情是什么呢？天使在这里说，你要看见一个记号，这个记号就是一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里。
And then suddenly there was not just one angel, but a multitude that appears and praises God and give glory to God.
然后忽然我们再看到，就不仅仅是一个天使，而是一大堆的天民在那里赞美神，说在至高处说荣耀归于神。
Now, if you have the chance this Christmas, I always, when I read this verse, I always think of Handel's Messiah.
如果你有机会的话，我推荐你再听一下那个亨德尔的弥赛亚。
And when it comes to this part, it was very quiet at the beginning when the first angel appears. It was a soprano singing, right?
如果你在听这一段的时候，那么刚开始的时候它是非常安静的，然后一个天使的出现。
But when it comes to verse 14, suddenly the entire choir comes in, and I think that well, it really describes the situation really well.
然后当到第十四节的时候，然后所有的天使都出现了，然后还真的是那个音乐真的是描述了这个场景。
But the key is this, right? The humiliation of giving outdoors and placing the baby in a manger now becomes a sign. It is no longer just humiliating inconvenience, but it is a sign that our Savior has borne, a sign of glory to God and a sign for peace to be among men.
那么在这里的话，就是说这个出生在马槽里面的这个婴孩，不仅仅是一个低贱，不仅仅是不方便，而是在这里它是一个记号，是我们救主的一个记号。
And I think the shepherds were kind of shocked, right? I mean, imagine the angels come and tell you, hey, tonight there is a king born to you. It's for all the people, okay? Tonight there's a king born to you. And then the angels go and say, you know, the shepherds probably thinking, oh, if it's a king, probably it is going to be born in a palace, in a good place. And then what does the angel say? The angel say, this will be for a sign, a baby lying in a manger.
所以当天使告诉牧羊人这个信息的时候，牧羊人可能非常的吃惊，因为天使告诉他们说有你们的王要降生，所以这牧羊人的第一反应可能是这个王要出生在王宫里面，但是天使却告诉他们说要出生在一个马槽里面。
But precisely because of this amazing circumstances, because of this humiliation becomes a sign of the gospel.
所以这样的一个卑贱，然后就成为福音的记号。
The sign that God is now fulfilling his prophecy when he sent his son Jesus into this earth.
所以这个记号就是说当上帝来实现他的预言，然后差遣他的儿子到这世上。
If you look at the entire Old Testament, you see that God always uses people who are humble.
所以当我们看旧约的时候，我们知道这上帝经常使用那些谦卑的人。
And go back to the Old Testament and see how many barren women that God has chose to use.
那在旧约的当中，我们看到有很多那些原来不生孩子的这些妇女，然后上帝使用她们。
Sarah is not the only one. There are many. Samuel's mom was one. Samson's mom was one. There are so many barren women. And you know that barren woman in the Old Testament basically means that you are the most despised, rejected class in the society.
那我们知道撒拉，也包括撒母耳的母亲，也包括三岁的母亲。然后我们知道在旧约的时候，如果不生孩子的妇女的话，他们是最卑贱的，然后是最那个的。
But God has chose the most humblest one to do His will, to fulfill His prophecy.
但是上帝却使用了这些最卑贱的人来实现他的事情。
Think about Gideon. Think about David. David, nobody thought that he would even be a candidate for a king.
那我们想想这个基甸，我们想想这个大卫。其实大卫没有人想到的话，他会是成为王的这个候选人。
Therefore, when God Himself come.He came in a sign that is the most humble sign of all. He was born in a manger.
所以当上帝自己来的时候，他选择了最卑贱的方式，他出生在了马槽里面。
But we think that we believe that this sign is not just the sign in itself, because it anticipates a greater sign as we look through the entire Gospel of Luke.
所以我们这个记号不仅仅是这个记号本身，因为它指向的是一个更大的一个事情，就是在十字架上。
Because on this, in this end of Gospel of Luke, you see the sign of the cross.
所以在这里你没看到那个十字架的记号。
In the cross, we see the same thing. It is a sign of great humiliation. Nobody will say, "I love the cross" in the ancient times.
所以那个十字架是一个最卑贱、最谦卑的一个记号，因为在那个当时的时候，没有人说我喜欢这个十字架。
So the cross was the most rejected and despised sign of the ancient world. Yet, what do we sing today? In the cross, ever be my glory.
所以在当时十字架是被认为所轻视的，是最卑贱的。但是我们今天就怎么唱？我们今天说十字架，十字架，永是我的荣耀。
Therefore, when we ask the question, why is it that it's in a manger? Because this is the sign of God's humiliation that He has come into this world.
那我们为什么说这？为什么这个婴孩出生在马槽里面？因为这是一个记号，就是上帝谦卑的一个记号。
And for what purpose, my dear brothers and sisters?
那是为了什么样的目的呢
？For you and for me.
那是为了你，也是为了我。
So the appearance of angels sort of peel behind this heavenly curtain to show us what truly is this heavenly glory, even though it looks like humiliation right now.
那么天使在这里所做的事情，在某种意义上，然后把这个背后的东西给呈现出来。
And so I think that if we apply to us, it is kind of like a characterization of Christianity, right? On one level, a lot of the things that we do, very earthly, very mundane, but on another level, it's very heavenly and very glorious.
所以这个就像我们的基督徒一样，我们在这世上，我们今天做的事情，在从一个方面来看是非常的世俗的，也是非常的普通的，但是在另一个方面来看，我们是这个属在做属天的事情。
So I will not be surprised one day if I get to heaven and the person who gets a lot of glory is the unnamed janitor who is faithfully doing his job every day with joy, glorifying God.
所以有一天我们到天堂的时候，如果你看到有一个在那看大门的，他的有很多的荣耀，你不要奇怪。
This is an encouragement for us, brothers and sisters, that Jesus Christ comes in His humiliation.
So this is 给我们的教导，就是说，耶稣基督来到这世上，他是以谦卑的方式来。
Why? Because we may not be gifted with talents to enable to do many things that people can see about the kingdom of God, but we are all called to be faithful in where we are.
那我们是有很多的恩赐，我们也是有很多能力，但是上帝。
And sometimes the work of us Christian in our faithfulness is very dull. It's mundane. It doesn't get much recognition. People don't see it.
所以有的时候上帝呼召我们做的事情是非常枯燥的，也是非常平凡的，也非常无谓的，可能没有人看到。
And in more extreme form, it may be humiliation. Maybe you are persecuted. You are thrown into jail. You get beaten. You get murdered without anybody remembering your name.
可能更极端的方式，你可能被关进监狱里面，你可能被打，然后被迫害，可能甚至被甚至迫害致死，也没有人记得你的名字。
Yeah, brothers and sisters, this is the pattern of our lives today.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这就是我们基督徒的生命的模式。
It is the cross before the glory.
那么在荣耀之前是十字架。
Just like the sign of the manger, such a humiliating sign.But the glory is hidden from the untrained eyes.
So, 就像这个马槽一样，这是一个非常令人谦卑的这个记号。但是在这个记号的后面是那个荣耀。
And so, brothers and sisters, what is this sign? Well, this is a humiliating inconvenience. Well, the baby is born in the manger, and why? Because this is the sign of God's fulfillment of His prophecy.
所以为什么是这样的记号呢？这个小孩出生在马槽里面，因为这个记号是上帝实现了他的诺。
So we come to the third part of this story, and we ask the last question: How do we get it? If this is the sign of humiliation, how do we appropriate Christ?
那么我们来到第三部分。如果这是一个谦卑的记号，那么这个与我们今天有什么关系？
It is not just a story. How can Christ be a real person who enables us to see this glory beyond our eyes can see?
这不仅仅是一个故事，那么耶稣基督怎样能够成为一个活生生的人，能够给我们这样的能力，让我们能够看到这样的一个前
景。 In other words, what does it have to do with your lives today?
那用另外一句话说，我们的今天的生命我们该如何去活？
Here I think I want to focus on the shepherds and their reactions to this child in the manger, and this is where the third word appears.
那么我今天我在这里的话，我想就是关注在这个牧羊人身上，他们是怎样的反应。
Now, perhaps you might say that, you know, if my Christmas was like the shepherd's Christmas, it would be awesome, right?
如果你可能会想，如果我们像牧羊人那样，就是说，那太美。
If I see and hear angels sing, wow, you know, everybody come out and the multitude is there singing, glory to God in the highest, wow, my life would change.
如果我看到那个天使在天堂赞美神，然后说荣耀归于神，那我的生命肯定会改变。
But dear brothers and sisters, this is missing the point. You look at the shepherds.
但是这个你没有看到这个经文的关键的点。我们看这个牧羊人。
You see, when they first experienced the angels, did they break out in song and praise God and says, "Hallelujah, angels are here"?
在这经文当中，你看那个牧羊人第一次看到 天使的时候，他们是不是就开始赞美，就开始赞美上帝呢？
On Wednesday night, in the past Wednesday night, Elder Jai reminds us of a very important thing. He says, you know what's the first thing that they did when they saw the angels? What's the first thing that they did when they saw the angels?
那么你知道他们看到这个天使的时候，他们第一件事情他们做的是什么？
The Bible says they were filled with fear.
所以圣经里面告诉我们，他们心里面充满了恐惧。
And literally it says that it's feared with the great fear.
那么字面的意思是他们心里面充满极大的恐惧。
Why were they fearful? Isn't this what people were looking for? Isn't this, to a certain extent, isn't this what we're looking for in our experience for God to transform us? Look at angels, see something spectacular.
那为什么他们会害怕呢？他们不是期望看到弥赛亚吗？不是期望这样的事情吗？那么他们看到这样的事情，他们为什么会害怕呢？
Dear brothers and sisters, the sight of God, right, especially in the OT, and even today, I think, if you are praying to see God, it is going to be a very, very frightful experience.
那在我们知道在旧约的时候，即使在今天也是一样，如果你祷告，你要看到上帝，那是一个非常令人恐惧的事。
People die when they see God.Remember Uzzah when he was just, you know, I was just going to help with the ark. I'm just going to touch it a little bit. You know, it's going to fall. I'm going to touch it a little bit. And then he died. Uzzah, the ark.
我们记得在旧约的时候，那么乌撒的话，他去当这个 ark 要倒的时候，他去扶这个约柜，但是他死了。
And you remember there was a time when Peter, right? You remember Peter later on, right? Peter, when at first he saw Jesus and he says, oh, Jesus is a good, I'm renting out my boat for him, you know, he's going to go out to the lake and preach.
那么我们知道彼得第一次见耶稣的时候，他认识到耶稣是神，彼得没有说，我带你到对岸，然后你可以去讲道。
And so after Jesus finished preaching, right, Jesus says, okay, now you go there and fish.
那么当耶稣讲完道的时候，耶稣对彼得说，那现在然后你可以到那里去钓鱼。
Peter at this point says, you know what, in his heart he's probably saying, you are a master, you teach, right? I'm the professional fisherman, okay? I know where I've been fishing all night and there's been nothing.
那么彼得可能就是说你啊 okay, 你是一个老师，你可以教导，但是我是一个专业的渔夫，所以的话我知道怎么捕鱼。
But because of your faith, right? Because you're a teacher, all right, I'm just going to just let down my net and see what's there.
但因为对你的尊敬，所以我就按照你的说法去做，我就在这里撒网。
And then what happened? They caught so much fish they couldn't even haul it in with their own boat.
那什么事情发生呢？他们就抓了捕了很多的鱼，然后他们甚至他们的船也要倾倒。
Now what did Peter do? That's the key point, right? After that, Peter said something. Peter says, "God, get away from me because I'm a sinner."
那么之后彼得做了什么事情呢？彼得在这里说：“神啊，离开我吧，因为我是个罪人。”
Do you see why these shepherds were fearful? They were fearful because they know that if they see God and they know where they are as sinners, they're going to die.
所以你在这里你就知道牧羊人为什么害怕了，因为他们知道他们是罪人，他们如果看到上帝的话，他们也就要死亡。
We ask the same questions. Today when you come to God, is he just a divine butler or do you really fear him?
那么我们再知道，那我们再次想，如果当我们今天来到上帝面前的时候，我们是不是真的是害怕
？Because if we do not fear him, if we do not fear him from our hearts, then Christmas will just be another story.
如果我们从心里真的没有对上帝的这种敬畏的话，那么，圣诞也不过是另外一个故事。
If we do not know how far we are from God and that we have no hope but to come to him, if we do not know how worthless we are, then we do not know how priceless Christmas is.
如果我们不知道我们离上帝多远，我们就没有希望再回到他的面前。如果我们不知道我们是多么的不配，我们就不知道基督的赎罪是多么的无价。
But here, when they were filled with such great fear, the angel said, "Do not fear."
但是在他们恐惧的时候，天使对他们说，不要害怕。
And the angel says, "For tonight is I bring you the good news of great joy, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ."The Lord.
天使对他们说不要惧怕我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主就是主基督
Then what happens? Well, they ask, well, let us see this thing that the Lord has made known to us.
那接下来发生什么呢让我们看就是说
They want to go and see this thing that the Lord has made known to them.
他们想要看就是说这个主要让他们所看到的事情
And so they went with haste in verse 16, and then they found Mary and Joseph, and then they saw the baby lying in the manger.
所以他们就去了，然后他们看到玛利亚，看到约瑟，他们看到那个在马槽里面的婴孩。
So it's only after they've seen this sign, then you realize that Luke says that they went away, glorifying God and praising God.
就是在他们看到这个婴孩的时候，然后他们就开始赞美上帝，然后他们开始称赞。
You see the experience of the shepherds? They were really fearful, but when they confirmed what the angel says, their hearts were filled with joy and they glorify and praise God.
所以我们在这里看到，就是说这些牧羊者的话，他们刚开始非常的恐惧，但是他们确认了上帝天使所说的话之后，他们的心里面就充满了喜乐，他们就赞美上帝。
Why? Because the baby in the manger is our good news to come before God.
因为这个在马槽里面的婴孩是我们的福音。
So how do we appropriate Christ today and not just treat him as a story?
所以我们今天我们不是也仅仅把这件事情当作是一个故事。
Ask yourself this question. Do you treat God with contempt or you truly come to him with that fear, knowing that we are unworthy, knowing that we have no other way but through Christ?
那我们今天是不是为我们自己，我们来到神的面前，我们是不是一个敬畏的心，我们是不是有这样的一个像牧羊人这样的恐惧？
Do we experience God's holiness so much so that we weep in our brokenness?
所以我们有没有经历看到神的那个圣洁，所以知道我们的破碎，知道我们的不配。
You know that we always have the joke when we say that, oh, everybody is not perfect, right? I'm not perfect, but good luck trying to find out what my sins are.
所以我们知道我们经常会有这样的说，就是说我们知道每一个人都是不完全的，我也是不完全的，然后。
Yeah, but good luck trying to find out what my sins are, right? I don't know how you can explain it. All right? But basically, it means that you, even though I know I'm imperfect, but I don't know what my actual sins are, right?
Okay. 那么意思就是说的，我知道我是不完全的，但是就是我并不知道具体我的罪是什么。
And when we think of, maybe I'm a bit wrong here, and then we'll start to defend, but no, I can see it from another perspective. I'm actually not that bad over here.
So, 很多的时候我们当我们的罪被暴露的时候，我们说可能这不是的，我们可能会为我们自己辩护，我们说我们是从另外一个角度。
And brothers and sisters, if we are not able to be vulnerable and come to God and acknowledge how much sins we have before Him, we will never experience the child in the manger.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，如果我们在上帝的面前，我们不是这样的一个open 的，我们不是这样的一个敞开，我们没有看到我们的罪，我们就没有办法经历上帝的恩典。
If we don't come before God and ask Him, God, I've really done this terrible thing. Are you sure this is okay?
如果我们来到上帝面前，我们对上帝说，主啊，我真的做了这样很糟糕的事情。
If you're an unbeliever, maybe you said, I've done really terrible things. Are you sure you can forgive this?
如果你是一个不信的人，你可能会说，我真的做了这样糟糕的事情，你会原谅我吗？
Or if you are a believer for many years and you come to him and say, Lord, I've been a believer for many years, but I still do these things. Is it okay?
如果你是一个信徒，然后经过很多年之后，你来到上帝面前，你说，主啊，这么多年我仍然做这样的事情，那这样可以吗？
Now, if in our hearts we don't come with him with that fear, then we do not know how to experience Christ.
如果我们没有心里没有这样的恐惧，没有这样的震惊的话，我们就不知道我们如何经历基督。
It is when we come to Him and we ask this question and we hear this word, "Do not fear."
只有我们来到基督面前的时候，我们才能够听到这样的一个信息。
And He tells us that do not fear because a child has been born for you.
不要害怕，因为这个婴孩为你降生。
And this child has bore your sins on the cross.
因为这个婴孩在十字架上担当了你的罪。
And if you are to repent from your sins, He will accept you.
如果你为你的罪悔改的话，他会接纳你。
He is the one that bore all the things that you thought is not okay. He has bore it on the cross for you.
所以你所做的所有不对的事情，那么耶稣基督为你承担。
And at that point that we will see, we will behave like the shepherds. They will go away, glorifying God and praising Him.
所以在这点上，我们就会像这个牧羊人一样，我们看到。耶稣基督的赎罪，所以我们的心里面就会有这样的一个。
Because to the degree that we understand our own sinfulness and we understand how much Christ has done to bear our sins, and it is to that degree that we will love Him.
所以在什么程度上我们认识到我们的罪，在什么程度上我们才会有怎么样的感恩
？So He has come as the child in the manger, very humiliating way.
所以这个在马槽里的婴孩是一个非常以谦卑的方式。
yet as a sign of an ancient promise that God has fulfilled.
所以这是一个记号，就是说上帝在远古当中的应许实现的记号。
Dear brothers and sisters, do you get it today?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你得到这样的泡子吗？
It is not just a story, but it is someone who has died for your sins, so that you can come before God without fear.
所以这不仅仅是一个故事，而是一个有人为你而死，所以你可以来到上帝的面前。
Do you understand that Jesus come in this child as in a manger so that you might live?
所以你明白吗？耶稣基督来到这个世间，在生在马槽里面，所以你才可以有这样的生命。
Let us pray.
好，我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
You have sent your only begotten Son Jesus into this world.
你差遣你的独生子来到这世上。
In this very weak and humiliating way,
在以这种很谦卑的方式、很卑贱的方式来到世上。
And for what purpose, O Lord, is to save us?
主啊，是为了拯救我们。
Lord, you have come to bear our sins because we could never save ourselves.
主啊，因为你来是来承担我们的罪，因为我们也没有办法拯救我们自己。
You have come to be rejected, to be despised, because, O Lord, we are not able to come before you.
主啊，你来到世上被人厌弃，然后被人拒绝。主啊，否则的话，我们没有办法来到你的面前。
And because of that, O Lord, we give thanks and praise to you because of your wonderful works.
主啊，因此我们赞美你，我们称谢你，因你奇妙的工作。
May you remind us again, O Lord, how far we are from you.
主啊，愿你真的是来光照我们，提醒我们，让我们知道我们离你是多远。
Remind us again of how needy we are of Christ.
主啊，也提醒我们，我们是多么的需要基督。
That our eyes can focus on him, that he has died for us.
我们可以定睛在基督身上，主啊，他为我们而死。
And he not only died for us, O Lord, that he has risen for us and given us a new life.
主啊，他不仅为我们而死，而且为我们复活，要给我们新的生命。
And given us this new life that we can be your children.
主啊，给我们这样的新的生命，主啊，我们可以成为你的儿女。
And we can come to rest in your peace.
我们可以来到你的面前，安息在你的面前。
So once again, O Lord, we give thanks to you for your Son Jesus.
主啊，因我们再次感谢赞美你，因为你将你的儿子给我们。
We give thanks to you for the Holy Spirit that moves in our hearts to accept him.
我们赞美你，因为这个圣灵在我们的里面工作。
We pray that the Spirit continue to work in us so that we can come to trust in him more and more each day.
我们祷告圣灵在我们里面继续工作，让我们可以一天一天的更加的相信你。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这样的祷告祈求，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。